ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining and analyzing a very interesting question. And that question is related to a subject connected to the general topic of Islamic government. And that question is this: what are the duties and rights of the imam and the community? You know, this at first glance, you know, this question might seem to be implying that we're talking about the infallible imam, or the imam of the, you know, entire Muslim ummah. But you know, we want to kind of generalize this question so that it includes not only, you know, that aspect, but also any kind of ruler in general, any kind of, overseer of, you know, affairs. It could be like the imam of, you know, a jama'at. It could be the, you know, the leader of an Islamic community in some city or some village, right? Obviously, he's leading these people, you know, and, you know, Islam has prescribed certain duties for him. And reciprocally, he has certain rights. Same thing goes for the community or the people he is leading. So that's the question we want to ask today. Unfortunately, we have many hadiths and verses of the Holy Quran, which can serve as inspiration, and by means of which we can, answer this question. In this connection, fortunately, we have many hadiths narrated from Imam Ali alayhi salam regarding this subject. Let's look at some of them, and in light of these, we can kind of analyze the answer to the question that we posed. In one hadith, Imam Ali alayhi salam has been reported as having said, "It is the duty of an imam to rule in accordance with what Allah has revealed." So first of all, the first duty incumbent upon the leader is to rule and to regulate the affairs of his subjects in accordance with Allah's laws, right? So he shouldn't swerve from the laws that Allah has prescribed. So this is the first basic duty of the imam, right? Secondly, and that he delivers what he has been entrusted with. So this kind of, this could be taken in a general sense. So if he has been given some trust, let's say that he's been entrusted with a duty, right? He's been entrusted with, keeping the masjid tidy, keeping the center that he's, you know, running tidy. This is part of his duty. It's his duty to make sure that the funds that are being collected in the mosque are being utilized in a good way. Or, you know, he might have been entrusted with other duties as well. Whatever he's been entrusted with, he should deliver that which he has been entrusted with. Or, for example, if some funds have been given to him to be handed over to the respective religious authorities, he should deliver what he has been entrusted with. That if he does that, the imam says, then it is the duty of the people to listen to him. Right? This is one of the duties of the people, right? That they should listen to him. Right? Obviously, they have hired him as an expert, in religious affairs, right? And just like any expert, when you go to an expert for advice, it's kind of contradictory to, on one hand, be going to and referring to the person for advice, and on the other hand, not listening to the person and calling his expertise into question, right? So if we have assessed that this person is an expert, and we have admitted to that, we should listen to him. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the reciprocal duties and rights between the imam and the community, in the words of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.